Soon I'll be at the top and probably choke on a lemon drop. It's really embarrassing, but this look is everything. I'm willing to brave disgrace and leave just a pretty blue face. Well, maybe it seems insane, but at least you're entertained. They fall for you when they see that you've got away.
Welcome back to the Color Theory Podcast, where you already know what it is. You clicked on the link. We got another episode. And I'm so happy that for the second interview in a row, I got a couple North Dakota boys out here. And so I have the trio of Joe, Matt, and Mark, who make up the group called Reigns. Fellas, how are we doing today?
Good. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I had a pretty heavy night last night. And it's not... but I'm doing good. I'm doing very good.
Oh, I love hearing it. So you guys obviously are in all different parts of the world right now. You know, Joe, you're out in Texas. Matt, you're out in Arizona. And Mark, I would assume you're out in London.
Yeah, so I'm in London.
Yep. Okay, perfect. So one thing that I think I was, you know, doing a little reading some of his past interviews and everything like that, I just found it super interesting, you know, how you guys all came together. And obviously you got, there was the meeting on Instagram, and then you all were out in LA and finally started, you know, connecting, making music and everything like that. But one question I kind of wanted to know is like, so for Joe and Matt, they knew each other, been making music before Mark came into the picture. And then once Mark, you know, they found Mark and you're like, yo, this is our guy, right? We got to get this guy here somehow. How does Mark's personality fit in, you know, with you, Joe, and Matt? Because like, it would have been so awkward to be like, all right, you know, we like his voice, you know, he's a fantastic singer, but then he flies out and be like, yeah, I don't know what I think about this guy. I mean,
that's a very good question. And it's funny because so people ask the, you know, the beginning part of that question, which is obviously, you know, how did you guys all find each other? But yeah, like it's very much the more important question is like, you know, what would have happened if like we hated Mark or he hated us or whatever. Right. So yeah, cause it was a huge risk. I mean, the fact that he even was willing to, you know, come over and check things out was huge. But I know Joe and I talked before, we were like, this is kind of like our shot here. And so I hope we like him. So, but I mean, I really don't know what to say other than like everything clicked immediately. Mm-hmm. And there's never, I mean, since that, the day we met him, I don't think there's ever been like a real something that doesn't like fit, you know, like we definitely right. have different personalities. But I think, you know, the three of us together make up a whole that makes a ton of sense for us at least, and musically it seems to be working out too, so that would be my answer.
We spoke on the phone briefly before I actually jumped on the plane, well, mm-hmm. a couple of days prior to it, and I think like that was a really good indication. Like we had a really good chat about everything, and of course you can never really tell how you're going to get on with someone until you actually meet them in person, right? But the first phone call went really well, and I think it was a massive risk for everyone, right? You know, we were all kind of in this together without really knowing each other, especially for me. I was, you know, this random dude in the northeast of England to Matt and Joe, and these were just two random American guys who had hit me up and said, do you want to come and book the band? So it was all pretty mental, to be honest. But then, yeah, after the first phone call, it all just seemed to make a lot of sense. A lot of my reservations were put at ease really quickly, and then
I had never been to England ever before we just all kind of hung out,
so got drunk together,
going there and experiencing and just that, like very that whole culture matey, was just like very quickly, amazing.
Good. I mean, yeah, it's funny. It's like whenever I think about it, it's like you almost equated to like a dating app. You know, it's like, all right, yo, I met Mark on so and so. We had a phone call, and this is our first date. So I'm glad it worked out.
Just everything about it is
great first date.
Amazing.
Especially when you guys all be spread out around the world right now. I mean, obviously, last year was insane with everything that happened. You know, shutting down and travel restrictions and all that. Yes. And so, you know, as things have been progressing and going through the pandemic, you know, and everything, how has that really affected your guys' workflow in terms of making music, connecting, you know, I know there was for some time there, Mark couldn't come into the US. Is that still an issue or what's kind of what's going on there?
That's a rough one for sure for the three of us, because we actually, so Joe and I haven't seen Mark in real life in over a year now. So we've just been, you know, sending stuff back and forth. And so there's the silver lining, I think, to how we met in the first place is that we, you know, cause when we met Mark, he was in LA with us for not too long and then ended up going back to the UK. We were still in the States. And so a lot of our career, just over the past few years has been the three of us not being in the same place at the same time. So, you know, we were excited at the beginning of last year. We were all over in the UK, and we were, you know, had some shows set up, and we were talking to people. We're like, this is it. This is our year, you know, which I think a lot of people must have said. But then, yeah, I mean, we got on an emergency flight back to the States, and we were like, we still have been able to keep working and keep writing and producing stuff. Because I think in large part to the fact that we have been very used to that. Mm-hmm. But I will say too that it was, I mean, obviously this is not nothing new really, but we've been frustrated because especially we were at the point where we were ready to like be together and be playing these shows and do it for real. And then, you know, you got to put it on hold for, you know, at least a year, and hopefully we'll be able to fix that soon.
We gambled in Vegas. For sure.
So it's been rough, but I mean, we've made it work. At 2 p.m. I would say.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, and it's, you know, different for, you know, groups that, you know, live together or, you know, in the same country, but, you know, especially for, you know, your guys' state being, you know, different countries, you know, it makes it a lot harder. But Brendan, let's talk about a little bit before the pandemic. Matt and Joe, had you guys been to England before meeting Mark?
And destroyed it.
We had not been, I don't think, right, Joe? I mean, maybe Joe, have you ever been to England?
Right. Right. Yeah, you are. I would have said something. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Mark, were you guys able to take Mark back to North Dakota for like a little home visit or?
Yeah. So you've been to North Dakota very briefly. I think it was one time because we were out in LA. And we had a show up in North Dakota, and I think we decided rather than fly, we were like, let's just drive up and, you know, show Mark the countryside. Although it was funny because we did this, you know, this road trip, and it takes a solid 24 hours straight, easily. I want to say, to drive. But it was kind of funny to me anyway, because we're like, yeah, we should show Mark some of America, and we just showed him like Wyoming, you know, which is, you know, part of America, but there's not a ton to see there. But, you know, I think Mark was mostly just impressed by the, you know, amber waves of grain and the wide open spaces. So,
uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, there's always this thing, right? When people think of America, you're like, I want to do a road trip around the States and drive all these cool places. So I was so down for driving to North Dakota from LA, and it was a really good experience. Drove through Vegas, because I'd never been to the West Coast or Central America before. Mm-hmm. I'd only ever been to like New York and Miami, I think. So all these places were brand new to me. So it was really cool going to LA, and then we drove through Vegas, saw a bit of Vegas, and then was it Utah? We did. We did. I couldn't believe the drinks were free. I couldn't believe it. Yeah, and then we went to Utah and then Wyoming. Yes, I mean, look, some of the states, admittedly, we drove through the nighttime, so we didn't see maybe too much stuff. But yeah, it was a real experience. And North Dakota was cool, man. Like, you know, it was cold, but...
Oh, Lord.
It was very fun.
That is fit. I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. And so it sounds like that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Let's move a little bit over to the music side of things. And, you know, reading into it a little bit, you know, it looks like a lot of the, you know, lyrical content and your guys' music is, you know, touches on,
that's,
you know,
my philosophical answer, themes, personally.
You know, Bible turquoise. Stories, you know, Greek myths, like historical events, all that stuff like that, you know, that leads the framework for what you guys kind of want to write about. How does that work? So do you guys have like a list of topics that you want to cover and then, you know, write from that list? Or do you kind of write as things come to you, like for personal experiences, you know? I'm just like, I'm kind of wondering how you guys manage that.
That's a very good question. I would say like we don't necessarily, I mean, I guess speaking for me here, I, in writing lyrics, don't necessarily have a list of things to write about. And it's also, I think, for me, not about really personal experience, which I think is interesting because I know I've talked to a lot of, I mean, whether they're writers or poets or lyricists or whatever, who, you know, they kind of say, write what you know. And that's, you know, the chestnut that people tell writers all the time, right? It's like, write, you know, what you know. Mm-hmm. And I think the difference with our lyrics, I would say, is that it's not what we know, is not necessarily just like things we've been through, right? Like the reason, you know, there's stuff about, I guess, you know, Bible stories or myths or like historical events is like, cause I read a bunch, you know, and like, mm-hmm. So I know about that stuff. And it's like, I haven't been through these experiences, you know, personally, but I think we're just interested in saying, I guess, something in a new way or in a unique, you know, having a unique take on it, because really there's not going to be anything new, right? There's nothing new under the sun, and everything that has, like, that could be written about, people have done it, and they've done it in, you know, probably far better ways, I guess, than we have. But I would say that our goal is to just do it in a way that is kind of,
you played, I don't know, in university,
fresh, you know, that hasn't been beaten to death with cliches already or whatever. For and sure. So having that framework, like you mentioned, with, you know, those sorts of topics or references or whatever, I think makes it easier to do that, just because that way you're not just starting from a point where it's like, you know, I had my heart broken. What do I do about it? Right. So kind of a long-winded answer, but.
I would say as well, just jumping off the back of that, it's great having Matt sort of be the primary, well, the only lyricist really. Because I feel like, especially with the way we write, more often than not, it'll be Matt comes up with something and we kind of jump on and we collaborate in that sense. But there'll be times when we do draw somewhat from personal experience. There was a time in Nashville when, you know, I was going through something and I mentioned it to the boys and I said, I really want to write something about this, but I was unable to portray it lyrically in a way that wasn't boring and wasn't, you know, hasn't been beaten to death, like Matt mm-hmm. said. And Matt has this amazing ability of kind of taking personal experience or someone else's personal experience and sort of turning it into this complex and wonderful and weird and just amazing compilation of things, which makes it fresh. Like, yes, the core theme might be like, you know, heartbreak or something as normal as that, which loads of songs are, but turns into something a lot more meaningful than that and a lot more deep than that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and one thing that I thought was super interesting too, especially for your guys' single that you released, you know, last year, you know, you guys had, you created a music video for it as well too. Man, and, you know, the music video, you know, from the way that I like to do, you know, took away from it, you know, it just felt so free, you know, and easygoing, especially with you guys, you know, walking on the beach, or, you know, downtown, and then, you know, cutting close back to you guys actually playing the music. It just felt, you know, so,
it
kind of just kind of summed up you guys, you know, as a group, like you said, you know, in the beginning, where you guys are, at the end of the day, you guys are friends,
or bucking bulls, or horses,
you know, I think that that really encompassed that as well, too. So, you know, on that, you know, music video side of things, you know, who came up with the idea for that? And talk to me about how it felt, you know, being involved.
Like last night, I went to a stand-up comedy show in Austin, and I laughed
my hometown,
laughed my ass off,
in the northeast of England.
So that was great.
We always wanted,
I think, added a couple, you know,
video.
I think Rains has done like a few things.
That was one of the songs that had always
encapsulated
us as a band pretty well.
We've had our fun and have done a couple things that are going to take some time off of our life. And I think last night was the antidote to that.
Videographer, and I said, "Hey, do you want to do something together?" And like you said, that Trenton, you know, we
family,
we
animals,
sort of
funny, fashion, love fashion,
real,
love
and
different ways of dressing,
just,
and you know, that's something that all of us like.
How do I describe it? We want, it just wanted to be real. And
so, and I like to eat Matt's cooking,
you know, doing
and Mark's mother
and
makes
budget
the
was
best
thing as well.
So angel food, shrimp pasta
we
that I've ever had
to be like people to see us, right? And in my hometown, and obviously it was amazing to have a Matt. There
remember that
as well.
Pasta dinner we
and
had that I raved about for months?
Feel the need to overcome.
I'm still raving about it.
You know, there was, of course, there was some element of storytelling, I guess, throughout the video, but mainly it was like, here's the song, here's us playing the song, and here's us having a great time, which is what we do all the time together, and we wanted to encapsulate that.
Yeah, I think that, like I said, I didn't really know. I've never been a part of the process, and so, you know, like you said, I think, you know, it really summarizes you guys as a group really well. And so I'm super excited, you know, obviously to see what you guys have been cooking up, you know, over the past year. I know it's been separate and everything, but the route you guys were going, I was really digging it. So I enjoyed that. But in the meantime, you know, outside of you guys actually putting out singles, you guys do tons of covers, you know, between covering songs by John Denver or Prince or Justin Bieber's, you know, all that stuff. How do you guys decide which cover you're going to do next? You know, is you guys be like, oh, okay, this is a popular song, we like this. Or you guys be like, you know, Joe one day be like, yo, I listened to this song, we got to do it.
Yeah, all that actually. I would say so. And I actually should be the last one to answer here, because I don't really like, this sounds horrible, I don't necessarily listen to like, to music. I don't like as a regular kind of part of my day, I don't really listen to music, because most of the time I'm just like working on something for us, or, you know, producing something for someone else. And so it's not like I don't mean to not do that, but that's just sort of how it goes. And so Mark and Joe, I would say you guys are very up on like,
Matthew,
you know, what's hot, what's trending, whatever else. So yeah, a lot of the times like Mark or Joe really will good. Send something and be like, we should cover this.
Like,
and I'll be like, all right, let's do it.
And
a lot of the times that's like,
Matthew McConaughey,
you know,
narrates it.
A new trending song on whatever, TikTok or like the Apple hot charts or whatever. And then for me, sometimes I'll be listening to, because I have certain bands and songs that I love. And every now and then I'll be like, oh, we should do a cover of a Beach Boys song or like a Carpenter song or whatever. But I definitely am not the one who has the best idea.
Sounds really boring, but
you know what will be a hot cover.
It's always nice to learn. I think it's always nice to learn
a
new something new. So that was something I had never really delved into in farming and
usually at this point I'll ask them a question, because
you know
they'll have like a recent,
I guess, reacting to whatever Mother Nature brings us
or anything
was really fun.
One of my favorite questions asking, you know, is what color do you guys think describes, you know, your latest album? You guys, again, don't really have an album right now, but you have put out, you know, 3 official singles. So, you know, think about that and think about some of the music that you guys have been creating here recently. And I want individual answers here, but, you know, which color you know, do you think describes your music, or whether it's a feeling or, you know, conveys some sort of message or anything like that. But what would you, what would each of you say about that side of things?
That's a good and tough question. Also, we don't have anything new at the moment, but a bit of a teaser, there is something coming pretty soon. A nice little collection. It's a collection of work, which we're very excited to put out in the very nearish future. So
That's good.
Stay excited.
Yes. But like this thing, like Come My Way, for example, right? I mean, You know, what if when you guys listen to that, or when you guys were making it, you know, if you had, if there was anything a color encompassing color for that song.
I was going for like some kind of blue personally.
I would say like white. And here the reason I say that is not just for Come My Way. Although I mean, yeah, Come My Way seems like a light blue probably, but I just feel like there's a certain brightness to that song, and to honestly most of our songs, mm-hmm. that you know, if you put it through a prism, it would, the, you know, I mean, well, that's not how prisms work, but that would be, you know, the main color, because it's really, there's a lot of like lightness to it and a lot of shine, and so, you know, I would say that in my head is kind of how I would view it. But I also will say with Come My Way specifically, yeah, that's probably a blue of some kind.
A blue of some kind. Okay, good. Well, I'm excited for this nearest future of collection of work that you guys have been working on. So yes, that's great to hear. Let's dive out of music a little bit and let's just have some fun with a couple other questions here, and then we'll get you guys going to your busy schedules. Outside of music though, you know, tell me each about something you like doing that you're good at.
Ooh.
I don't know, putting you guys through the ringer today.
I do love to party at the weekends. I'm just gonna be honest. And I'd like to say I'm good at it, I suppose.
I suppose.
Yeah, you are good at it.
besides that, love sport, all jokes aside, love, don't get the chance to do it as much at the moment because of obviously COVID and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, love watching sports, love playing football, can't wait for that to come back. Am I good at it? I like to think so. Maybe not everyone would agree with me.
Yes, he's all right.
Yeah, I dabble.
Joe, Matt, what about you guys?
This is really dull, but well, you know, I have a better one. Cooking.
Okay.
Yeah. I love it. I got obsessed with cooking, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. And that is kind of the thing I do, like the actual activity I do other than music all day. So I kind of just, I'm really into just kind of, I don't know, different ingredients and cultures and traditions and cuisines and whatever. And so I kind of work my way around the globe and have been, you know, for the last year, really, with kind of just being inside. You know, I go to the international supermarket and make a bunch of like Indian food for a week, and then a bunch of like, I don't know, Thai food. And it's just fun, you know, experimenting and kind of figuring out, how it works. And it's, you know, it is like music because it's not like there's math to it, but then it really is an art. I tell people I never bake because you have to, like, that has to be very precise, right? Like exactly. The measurements have to be right on, and I simply can't do that. I would say I'm good at it. I mean, Mark and Joe can vouch for me. They've had a couple dishes, but that's my other thing I love. So
they say my grandparents have been here all weekend, and so we've been baking all weekend, and so I know exactly what you mean, but it's got to be precise.
Yeah.
Joe,
Say it.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. For sure.
I thought you were just going to leave it at Mark's mother.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. Did you guys pick up any new hobbies while you guys have been spending on time aside? I know Matt said obviously he's been cooking a little bit more, but Mark, did you, you know, pick up maybe do a new instrument or start crocheting or anything like that?
Over the past year, I mean, I started doing a little bit of yoga.
Okay.
Didn't necessarily last forever, but I gave it a go. I'm trying to think if there was anything else that I did differently. Not really. I mean, I've been quite lucky. I mean, whilst it's been a difficult period for us for this reason, you know, I've managed to, of course, stay healthy, and all my friends and family have done, and not really had to change too much. So I suppose I haven't felt the need to then go and, you know, do something drastically different or try and learn a new instrument or do anything like that. It's been kind of cracking on as usual, and I'm just fine.
You got to learn a new instrument.
Yeah. Now I feel bad. I should
yeah. I've been trying to figure out how to play the cello this whole time, so that's my other project. Yeah, I'm not. I have just a room full of random instruments lying around, and I can play all of them at different degrees of skill. And cello is kind of at the bottom of that list right now. So working on it.
That'll be sweet to hear that incorporated into some songs there.
Yeah. No. Exactly.
What about you, Joe? You start anything new? You start reading books? Very good. Very nice. Well, awesome. Guys, thank you again so much for coming into here. I want to ask one more question, but before we get into that, where can everyone find you guys, listen to your music, keep up with our day-to-day Reigns news?
All over the, you know, standard platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Amazon, YouTube. Well, basically everywhere you'd expect us to be in this day and age. We have a website. Not a lot's going on there, so I would say our Instagram is probably your best bet. It's at Reigns Music, and you can find out all the stuff that's going on at the moment.
Perfect. Well, as a parting shot, what is something you guys, what message do you want to tell your fans, you know, whether it's an encompassing Reigns feeling, or it's a, you know, promotional or uplifting news about moving forward. What do you guys want to say to you guys, everybody that pays attention to you guys and supports you?
I think thank you to everyone that continues to support us, especially because, you know, we are a very unique band in terms of our circumstance, right? So we are so appreciative of everyone that stuck with us, and we realize we haven't put out loads of stuff recently in the past years, being a bit crap for everyone, us included. But it really does feel like things are getting brighter and brighter days are ahead. And us specifically, we have this really exciting body of work coming out really soon that we really are so buzzing about showing people. It's a real, we did it ourselves. It's Reigns all over. It's totally us. And I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Awesome. Well, again, thank you guys so much for coming on the podcast. Cannot wait to hear that body of work, and we'll definitely have to get you guys back on here after that releases, and we'll have a discussion on it.
Amazing.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys, we'll talk soon. See you later.
All right, thanks so much, man.
Peace. I'm still hopeless either way. Didn't know if you bend or believe me.
Bend or believe me, but I'll say it anyway. Fall from the sky. So far from the sky.